What's up with wheat? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. 1909 was the last year that winter wheat growers planted a small amount of acreage to wheat that farmers planted in the fall of 2016. U.S. wheat growers have been cutting back on seedings in recent years. They are expected to cut average again this season for the fourth year in a row, but not by 3.7 million acres, not by almost 10.5% from last year. But according to a USDA farmer survey, that's exactly what producers have done. Seedings estimated at 32.4 million acres, again, the lowest in 108 years. USDA's chief economist, Rob Johansson, says at least a part of it is slumping prices.
It's difficult for producers to justify putting that wheat in the ground if they don't expect to break even.
And USDA's Outlook chairman, Seth Myers, says some of the wheat acreage cuts are almost being pushed by
competition from other crops where productivity gains have been higher, corn, soybeans, and that's pushed wheat out in some instances.
And that in turn begs the question for this spring. What happens to all of that land that wasn't planted with wheat?
Does that area come back as corn? Does it come back as beans? And you think about, well, where do we think that area is going to end up in the coming year? That'll be a source of debate coming out of this report.
And that takes us back to Rob Johansson.
Right now, we're seeing a little bit more strength on the soybean market, so that might suggest an increase in soybean plantings.
So that's What's Up With Wheat. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.